Sydney's Bondi, Tamarama and Bronte beaches have reopened for swimmers and surfers for the first time in more than a month, after social distancing measures were ignored by many beachgoers. The new rules are more stringent than previous, with set areas where the government wants people to head to the beach between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m, enjoy their swimming or surfing exercise, and then go home. There are no flags on the beach and there's no intention for people to be on the sand, even for exercise. Waverley Mayor Paula Masilos says it's not a full reopening of the beach. They're just providing access to the water.
There'll be one corridor which will have an in and an out for surfing, and a different corridor at the other end of the beach for swimming. And that will be swimming for exercise. It won't be people just going for a quick paddle in the shallows.
And Bondi Surf Club President Brent Jackson says he's pleased at the decision.
I think it's very exciting for our team. Obviously, everyone's been itching to get back in the water for 6 weeks now, so we're really looking forward to it.
Social distancing rules are being strongly enforced at all three beaches by council-appointed rangers, and Jackson's pleading with people to do the right thing.
We've been very nervous watching Randwick and seeing what's happened down there. It seems it's really important that if people are going down the beach for a swim, that they go to the beach, they have their swim and they go, or they surf and they go.
There have been a number of charges laid or fines issued during the first day, with a number of street brawlers and one man chilling out with a joint. There's also been problems at other beaches on Sydney's North Shore and south of the city at Cronulla in the Shire. Last week saw beaches controlled by Randwick Council in Sydney's southeast all closed quickly following the reopening when they were swamped by sunseekers. The three beaches, Coogee, Clovelly and Maroubra, are still closed while the council studies the impacts at Waverley Council's beaches. Lifeguard Bruce Hopkins, however, says he's glad to see some of the waters open and people returning to some of the beaches again.
It's been weird for all of us lifeguards. It's usually we've got 20, 30, 40,000 people down here every day, and you know, to see it with nobody, it's been a real eerie feeling, and it's something that was unexpected, and it's pretty tough to deal with. But you know, now we're slowly getting back to how we used to be, and it's just fantastic to see people.
I'm Arthur Stevens.